They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The World Bank has a new leader. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio. He's on assignment. The new president of the World Bank says he won't make big changes there, at least initially. President Trump nominated David Malpass for the role a couple of months ago, and yesterday was his first day on the job. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me live in our D.C. studio. And Nancy, Malpass has been a critic of the World Bank. What were people expecting when he took over?
Right. Malpass was very critical of the World Bank's lending to China. The World Bank's goal is to help mid- and low-income countries. Malpass argued that China didn't need the bank's money. But at a press conference yesterday, he said the bank is already lending less to China and there's been an evolution in its relationship with Beijing. Malpass says any country with a growing economy like China's will get less in bank loans. He said China is not being singled out.
Now, Malpass used to work in the Trump administration and some environmentalists were concerned he would roll back the bank's decision to stop lending money to pay for new coal power plants.
That's right, Kimberly. But yesterday, Malpass said climate change is a key problem. He also said his expectation is that, quote, the bank continues the direction it has been pursuing in its climate action change plan. The bank has promised to lend more to low-income countries that are vulnerable to global warming.
And what did Malpass have to say about the global economy overall?
Well, he said he's worried about how developing nations will be affected by the global economic slowdown. He talked about how there are 700 million people living in extreme poverty. He didn't outline any specific plans, but he did say poor countries should have strong private sectors. And he emphasized the bank is shifting more of its lending toward low-income nations.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thanks. And let's do the numbers. The London FTSE in London is up this morning about a tenth of a percent. That's about 9 points. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all trending up as well in the 1 to 2/10% range. Walmart says it's rolling out in-store robots across the country. The retail giant has already done some limited testing of automated machines, using them to clean, help unload trucks, and monitor inventory. Now the company says the tech has proven itself, freeing up staff so humans can do other, less mundane jobs. Marketplace's Jack Stewart reports.
The robot revolution might be less Transformers and more a loose collection of automated tech, like a tall orange filing cabinet in the store dispensing online orders.
The pickup tower is basically a 16-foot tall tower that functions like a high-tech vending machine.
Reagan Dickens, spokesperson for Walmart.
We're also adding 300 additional shelf scanners that go up and down the aisles, scanning inventory, quickly identifying where products may be out of stock.
It'll also add 1,500 autonomous floor cleaners and 1,200 fast unloader machines, which are a series of conveyor belts to sort products. Walmart says robots aren't going to replace any jobs right away, but in the long term, automation will have an impact on the workforce. Aidan Katz monitors artificial intelligence at the World Economic Forum.
We do expect, according to the Forum's Future of Jobs report, that by 2025, machines and algorithms will do more tasks than humans.
But that same report says tech will lead to a net increase of 58 million jobs globally, designing and maintaining our robot overlords. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.
As a nonprofit news organization, Marketplace is able to do what we do every day thanks to funding from public radio stations, foundations, corporate underwriters, and listeners like you. Thank you to all the Marketplace investors who've contributed over the last year for helping keep public service journalism strong. All of us really appreciate your support.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Almost all public school teachers spend their own money on classroom supplies, about 94% of them, according to the latest federal numbers. And to supplement what they are contributing on their own, more and more teachers are starting to use online crowdfunding, allowing individual donors, parents, and members of the community to make contributions for classroom projects. But in Nashville, Tennessee, teachers are now barred from using those sites. Shalina Chatlani has more.
In a classroom at Gower Elementary in Nashville, kindergartners are playing with puzzles, blocks, and even two iPads.
A lot of it is hands-on, and they don't even know they're learning.
Teacher Christine Harrison says she purchased those iPads with her own money 4 years ago. In fact, she says she spent thousands on supplies during her nearly two decades here, since the district only gives teachers $200 in spending money annually. That's why she started using Donors Choose, an online nonprofit crowdfunding site where parents or supporters can fund a classroom item. Harrison says she's gotten about $5,000 worth of material through it.
Donors Choose just made it so that the people knew how this would help your classroom.
But in December, Harrison got an email from the district saying she could not use Donors Choose. Toronto Frierson, director of school audit for the Nashville School District, says it's a liability if Metro doesn't know what's coming into the classroom.
Employees could just be out there fundraising on their own. There's no way to know that they're not using it for private use.
The district has had a long-standing policy to discourage online fundraising, says Frierson. But leaders decided to impose an outright ban after more and more teachers started crowdfunding online. Brett Lee, a lecturer at Texas State University, researched teacher crowdfunding for his PhD thesis. He found that around 80% of U.S. public schools have raised money for their classrooms through Donors Choose.
Crowdfunding across our country has taken an exponential growth.
Lee says donors gave more than $100 million each year to education campaigns since 2015. He says teachers want things like interactive games and technology that districts can't afford.
Teachers are saying, I will bypass the red tape and go online.
Nashville officials recognize online fundraising is here to stay. Now they're looking at whether there are forms they might allow. Meanwhile, Harrison says she'll probably use her own money for upcoming projects. In Nashville, I'm Shalina Chatlani for Marketplace.
And in Washington, D.C., I'm Kimberly Adams with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.